last.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you look at most polls, a lot of Republicans have pretty much decided they want someone who can beat Barack Obama, and they'd take Donald Trump if he wasn't a laughing stock.
Does Trump know what he's doing?
Trump could run a serious campaign if he chooses to. So far, he hasn't chosen to.
Folks, we're past the point of wondering whether Donald Trump is a serious candidate anymore, aren't we? At this point, we should just cue up the circus music every time this clown opens his mouth.
Well, I know that voice. That's Big Ed Schultz sampling there of some of the media reaction to Donald Trump suggesting that he might be a candidate for the presidency. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Isn't this interesting? The media speculation that people are so serious about this. Isn't that serious business? But Trump is the guy who's sort of handling the circus, and he's doing a pretty good job of it, other than, as we say from time to time, this focus on the birther thing. But he's got some pretty important things to say, and a lot of people agree with him. I'm one of them on some of them, and I'm Doug Steffen. What about you? You think he's A-OK or not, or is a little early to figure this all out? 800, think about how much time we spend in the talk radio or the issue-oriented talk radio world talking about who's going to be the next, you fill in the blank, president, next senator, et cetera, et cetera. From Fox, Gretchen Carlson and Brian Kilmeade talk to the Trumpster about how he's doing in the polls and why he thinks this is a good idea.
Just the other day, you did an interview where you said, hey, I'm friendly with all the other GOP guys and gals out there who may run for president. And then you sort of took a swipe at Mitt Romney. Let's listen.
Sort of.
Well, Mitt Romney is a basically small business guy, if you really think about it. I mean, my net worth is many, many, many times Mitt Romney. And I don't know Mitt Romney. I really don't know him. So I'm not saying good or bad. I know some of the other candidates. I don't know Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Small business owner, Donald?
Well, I don't think that was a swipe at all. The question was really in terms of business. I'm a much bigger business person. I'm worth a lot of money, many, many, many billions of dollars. I've employed hundreds of thousands of people over the years and, you know, really the jobs that I created. And Mitt was involved with a fund, and I think it's great. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. I think it's wonderful. But the question was really, you know, how do you compare in terms of size? And I think I'm a much more important business person.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But are you changing your tactic because most of the polls have shown that Romney is in the lead?
No, I think it's just the opposite. I'm so surprised at that question. In fact, public polling came out that had me 11 points up on Romney. I'm surprised by that question, actually. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, actually, Governor Huckabee was ahead of Romney. I think one of the problems, and, you know, you're going to get to Karl Rove probably because he's one of your roving people.
Yes.
But one of the problems that Rove has is that he's devastated, I understand, that Romney's doing so badly.
Yeah.
And he, you know, took a shot at me the other day, which was, I think, disgraceful. But he is devastated by the fact that Romney is doing so poorly.
Well, here's Karl Rove on your candidacy, which has you up in front. The public policy poll has you in a comfortable first place lead. Let's listen.
I'm shocked. The guy's smarter than this. And the idea that President Obama was not born in Hawaii, being, you know, making that the centerpiece of his campaign means that he's just, you know, now a joke candidate. Let him go ahead and announce for election on The Apprentice. The American people aren't going to be hiring him, and certainly the Republicans are not going to be hiring him in the Republican primary.
Okay. He was upset by the birther stuff, and he was upset by, I don't know, I guess that when you were saying that.
Well, I think he's upset by the fact that his candidate, or everybody tells me his candidate, who's Romney, is doing so poorly. But also, the birth certificate is a big deal to people. I made a speech this weekend. I mentioned birth certificate. They went wild. There's a big question as to where he was born. There's a big question about the birth certificate. And frankly, Karl Rove got more publicity from this than he has on anything for a while. But, you know, really probably what bothers Carl, and I understand this, and I can fully, you know, I fully understand this. I am very upset with Bush because Bush had a really bad period of time, and he gave us Obama. And Karl Rove was Bush. I mean, you know, a lot of people say Karl Rove was Bush. So He can't sure. love me. I don't expect that he's going to love me. But Bush gave us Obama. You know, in all fairness to John McCain and Sarah Palin, nobody could have won. Right. You could have brought back Abraham Lincoln. He couldn't have beaten Obama at that time.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Let's move over to Jimmy Barrett, who is a radio host here, talks to Paul Bedard. This Bedard's a reporter about Trump doing so well in the polls.
He is at the top of most of the polls,
yeah.
And it's for no other reason than he's out there and he's very visible and he's making the rounds on all the talking head shows, and just about every talk show in America has Donald Trump on. And because it is the Donald to begin with, is it just Donald being Donald, or do you think he really has some sort of an interest in running for president?
I definitely think he has an interest in running for president, but I don't know if it's, you know, if it's beyond the celebrity of, you know, his show The Apprentice or his, you know, kind of corporate circus, or if he really has ideas about what it would be like, you know, how he would change the country. I think, you know, he's clearly passionate on his views about where the country is heading on the business side. Politically, he just seems a little bit odd. I mean, this is a guy who doesn't like to really mix it up with people, and it's going to be hard to run if you don't want to do that. I mean,
no, he's all about having friends. You know, the standard Donald Trump line is so-and-so is a friend of mine. No so-and-so, he's a friend of mine. And he'll comment on anybody in the news as a friend of his.
You know, he's a bold speaker. He makes big pronouncements. And I think the reason he may be up is because a lot of people are starved for that kind of leadership, not the type of compromise or negotiating or refereeing that's being done in Washington right now.
He would be very vulnerable when it comes to issues, though, don't you think? The guy is not all that dissimilar to the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, when it comes to having been accused in the past of being a rhino.
Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't seem to mind changing his position and making an argument for why that's okay.
Yeah, but like anybody else, you're worried that he's going to change his position right back again once he's elected, if he ever were elected.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of leaders are hard to trust when they go into negotiations, be it budget negotiations or missile negotiations with other countries.
Who do you trust here? 800-510-8255. We'll listen to some more talk host input, most of it from the radio, because I guess we're radio guys, and then your calls. Plus, we have some other things going on in the world that we might have time to talk about in this hour. This is today's Talk Radio Review.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on the term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all tires and get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255. We started off our countdown in this hour with a look, a discussion of Donald Trump, and that seems to be where we have been. A great deal of reaction to his suggestion that he might run. A lot of people think he'd be good for the Republicans. He's sort of cozying up to the Tea Party people. You listen to him get criticized. The news media wants to take him apart one way or another. Even the the Fox people are interested in the Republican status quo. So they're going to take shots at him, as they will, because Rove, as he points out, as Trump points out, is his man or the man of the hour at Fox. Here, host Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmore talk to some of their callers, their audience, about Donald Trump and how his interest in the presidency keeps other candidates kind of quiet.
You know, the best analysis on the Trump deal I've read, and I'd forgotten about this because I know it's true and you know it's true. Very often, a presidential election is about a repudiation of the last person in the office. You know, we're going to elect Obama because he's not Bush. George W. Bush did a little bit of this when he was running following Bill Clinton. You know, I'm a moral man. I have good marriage, good family. I'm not going to screw around on my wife. I won't screw around on you.
Not going to have any interns in the White House, Oval Office.
Remember that?
Not going to do it.
He played a little bit of that card. And so Donald Trump is a repudiation of Barack Obama in that he's got that business experience. He's been in the private sector. He's had a job. He knows how to create wealth. He doesn't know just how to spend other people's wealth. He knows how to create it. So that's, you think there's any of that going on? I think there is. I think there's a lot of that.
It's funny you should say that about a repudiation, because I saw a speech that he was giving, I guess, down in Florida. He said that the reason we have Obama is because of George W. Bush, whether you like it or not. That's exactly what happened.
Well, yeah. Well, he's not altogether wrong there.
Right.
So, who knows? Who knows? It's going to be Barack Obama's fake birth certificate against Donald Trump's fake hair?
That's going to be your matchup.
Is that the matchup? It's the dream matchup.
I just find it very hard to believe it. It's just the weirdest thing, because it seemed like just yesterday, all these Republicans were itching to get in this race. They were going to kick Barack Obama's butt. And now it's like, we're kind of, we got an exploratory committee. I'm sort of in. And now he's polling so well, it's the weirdest thing ever. It's just,
does this put a freeze on everything? Does this put the whole Republican race into suspended animation until they wait to see what Donald Trump is doing? How would you like to have tried to predict that one 6 weeks ago?
Never would have predicted it. Couple of polls come out, the guy's riding high.
Is this when has there been, for instance, in college basketball, a complete out of left field team ranked number one at the beginning of the season that completely faded off into the sunset within a few weeks? It seldom happens. Usually it's the brand names that are right there up at the top. But in politics, presidential politics, I guess it really is the ultimate cliche that anything can happen, and here we go again.
Yeah, there's lots of cliche stuff going on here. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook by just clicking. You can go to facebook.com/Doug Stephan Show if you'd like. 21 after on the countdown.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face to face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 23 past the hour, the Talk Radio World, Talk Television in Review. I was thinking about what one of the hosts said regarding Trump and everybody else sort of deferring to him. That is an interesting concept, and that's sort of what is happening, isn't it, huh? Here, Rick Roberts, a radio guy, talked to a caller who thinks she knows why Trump seems to be so popular.
Let's go to Diana in San Diego. Diana, hi.
Hi. I wanted to say this. I would never vote for Donald Trump. I really don't think Americans are that dumb. But I think what Donald Trump does, he's very, very smart. He touches on everything that Americans want to hear, that we've been waiting to hear. Example, on the other night I was listening to Bill O'Reilly. He said something that I still have to listen other than Representative King from New York. He said, we have a Muslim problem in the world. But he said, not all Muslims are bad. He knew very good Muslims. So he's giving what the people want to hear, the truth. And I don't agree with what he said about Bush, but he's getting about the things that are happening in this country. And I listened to him. I can't remember everything he said, but he says what Americans want to hear. And he stands up. He's tall. He's big. So he projects authority. And we want to hear that. We want to hear somebody take care of us. And when he talks about where America's going and it makes him sad, he connects with Americans. He connects with what we are feeling and what I don't really hear other politicians saying. And I think the thing that President Obama has in his back pocket, he has the race card there. He's not going to say that, obviously, but he does. He has the race card. And I think a lot of candidates, politicians, whatever you want to say, tiptoe around him because of that, because they don't want to hear the wrath of people coming at them and calling them racist. So I do think he's very smart. And I think a lot of the ideas he has could maybe work. I don't know. When they say he doesn't have any foreign policy experience, what did President Obama have? He had nothing.
Well, yeah, but that was Obama was, as you realize, the total exception to the rule.
Right.
Politically speaking, he had no political resume, foreign or domestic. He had nothing really to show for his political involvement over the years. Yet people came out in droves in support of this guy.
Because he gave the hope and change, and he projected the youth, the charisma, the, oh, my gosh, this guy's going to be our savior. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. Even though it was all political rhetoric, It was all political rhetoric now that you look, I look back at it. Because he is a politician. He's out campaigning already, and the country's in a mess. And to me, you shouldn't be campaigning. You should be concentrating on what the country's doing. But he's a politician first. And he's a president next.
Yeah, he is. He is a consummate politician. Basically, he will do and say whatever he needs to do and say to garner the votes come election day. And, you know, you're right. The country is in an absolute spiral downward. We're trillions of dollars in debt, yet he's on the campaign trail already talking about how great things are. Well, that's going to be that's a hard sell to people that are working two and three jobs just trying to feed their family.
It really is. It really is, Rick. And, you know, what Donald Trump is success. He projects, he did go through bankruptcy. That's going to be a big no, negative on his. But he does project success. And he, like I said, he has the stature of a big man. So he projects that authority. And I think we are looking for someone who has the strength to speak what he said, what he believes, and not be afraid.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Too bad it has to come under the package of Donald Trump. I wish it would come under the package of someone else.
All right. So, excuse me, there's some pretty good arguments here. A lot of astuteness, good observations. The Trumpster, 800-510-8255. Who else, if not Donald Trump? There are some people who keep talking about Michelle Bachmann. I don't know whether you think she's one of the Tea Party people. I think that there are a lot of people who ought to be thinking about running against Obama. As Rick Roberts said there, he's the consummate politician. You don't believe a word. Well, some people do, but why? There isn't a word that's come out of the guy's mouth. It's been the truth. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn 5 to 10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Slaves to build next year, when so
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-I-S-I-N-Victory, L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
7.
That's it, the top 10. We review two of them a day, so that we have 5 times 2 is 10, and the top 10 on the weekend. 3-hour show on the weekend, 2 hours every day. Some of you can listen to the whole thing. If you may be listening like the American Forces Radio Network folks have this hour of the program every day, you can download many other hours, the daily and the weekly, to keep up with everything that's being discussed in talk radio by going to DougStephan.com. You'll find the archives there. Our focus here, this part of the program, has been Donald Trump so far. The presidential campaign, not even, you know, it's a crawl situation, but yet it's a great sport, and it seems to be even more sport now that Donald Trump seems to be interested in running for the presidency. So your calls at 800-510-8255 with your thoughts. We'll start with Joe, who's in Tiffin, Ohio, listening to WTTF. Joe, please, help yourself.
I'll tell you, I'm not here to badmouth Obama, because when he first got elected president, I thought he'd do a great job.
Yeah.
But I knew it was going to take more than 4 years for him to be able to do this.
So you think he's doing okay now then, huh?
I wouldn't say okay.
What
he's
would you
doing
say?
Subpar. I would say he's doing subpar as far as what my expectations were of him.
Yeah, I know Tiffin pretty well. Tiffin's not exactly a Democratic stronghold, so you're in the minority of folks there. What are the rest of the people that are your friends, maybe people you work with, think about Obama?
They're not real fond of him right now.
No, I would.
Yeah. Not real fond of him at all.
All right, so like I said,
my expectations were a lot higher than what he's doing now.
Right.
But unfortunately, he was kind of screwed by Bush. I agree with Trump on that.
Yeah, then what happens in the primary and the election next year for you? Have you made up your mind yet, or is it too early?
I'll tell you what, if Trump would run, I'd vote for him.
All right, there's a quote. Thank you, Joe. 800-510-8255. Moving to
Maggie in Virginia with thoughts on Donald Trump now in the countdown.
Unfortunately, the Republican Party will need the Democratic vote to get any president in office. And the only one I think is qualified to run is Donald Trump. A bunch of the others have done tried to run. And if they don't get the Democratic vote to cross over and vote Republican, like we did in the Congress elections, then they won't beat Obama. And if anyone besides Huckabee or Donald Trump would run, I wouldn't. Me and my husband wouldn't even go to polls and vote. And that would be a guaranteed win for Mr. Obama again.
All right. You can make fun if you want to of the ladies. Thank you, Maggie. People from the South and their accent. But I think she just said what more people think than anything else at the moment. We had the same philosophy when Bush was in, anybody but Bush. Now it's anybody but Obama. And I think you're going to find that what she has said about Democrats who are mainstream Democrats that voted for Obama before despise him now, or at least his policies. He's a likable guy, but the policy is what we're talking about, not the person. And the people are not doing well. As someone said earlier on, country is in a spiral and it's not going in the right direction. So there's a lot to what that lady just said, I think, anyway. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Grace, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say that they say that Donald Trump is into himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know of anyone more into himself than Obama, and it may take one to beat one.
You know, it's very interesting about egos and narcissism and people. Donald Trump thinks very well of himself, but I think you're right. Barack Obama has developed quite a sizable ego, and the way he presents himself.
Right.
You know, people. It's funny. People judge others. We're a very judgmental race.
Mm-hmm.
The human beings that I know are all pretty judgmental, and they look at his swagger, his demeanor, his confidence. I mean, the guy's accomplished great things with not much to work with. So you got to hand it to him.
That's right.
Anyway,
right. And we worry because Obama's so powerful in his con.
Well, he just this whole business about the state being the preeminent. It's what he's grown up on. He is all about the state. He's all about the state. The state government. The I mean, talking about when I say the state, I'm talking about the country. But the statism, if you will, it's kind of foreign to most of us who have tried to grow up and have a work ethic, and not that he doesn't work hard, but he doesn't get how it all is supposed to work. And there's something in his DNA about redistribution of wealth that's troubling. There's an anger almost under the surface about what some people have, even though he's been able to do very well now that he's worked through it. But I'm sure he's been around a lot of people who haven't, and maybe that's some a reflection of his skin color, where he grew up. Who knows what it is? But he does have a chip on his shoulder, I think, when it comes to people who have money. All right, ma'am, thank you for the call. Tom in Annapolis, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm thinking that we're not going to have a Republican that can actually beat Obama this term. And the reason why I'm thinking that is because of the fact that, you know, you figure a president is going to need more than 4 years in order to accomplish all the things that it takes at least 2 years just to get comfortable in office to start with. Secondly, once he gets accomplished and there's so much information coming within those 2 years, he's going to have to settle into something. So once he settles in, then he'll be able to make changes, just like the first Bush did. I mean, you need the time. If we could have a Republican go in, and we have someone strong, but we have to have a Republican that has a bipartisan attitude. He wants to work on both sides. And if you can find someone like that, which we don't have, of course they put Trump in there. He's kind of in the mix, and he's kind of half and half. But with Romney, no, that's not going to work. Huckabee, no, that's not going to work. So there's really, I mean, Michelle, that's not going to work either. We need something with a little bit more excitement, but that will work on both sides. And if they can project that to the U.S., then maybe we have something.
There is something here that people don't want to admit, especially the politicians like Karl Rove, because Trump is not, and he'll thumb his nose at those people, as he has in business I mean, he certainly has to be cozy with some politicians because you don't get the kind of permitting that he gets in the various places where he is without, you know, being supportive of certain political causes, if you get my drift. David in California, you like Donald Trump, eh?
Well, you know, the U.S. is the largest business in the world, and we've had nothing but politicians in there that have really done just kind of a so-so job. And Donald Trump is really kind of a whiz at business and has really turned around himself at least one time and a number of failing businesses. And, you know, I think he's got a fair shot there, and he's got a lot of political clout, a lot of business clout, and he's got a lot of knowledge that he could really help out in a business situation with the U.S. right now.
I think that you're right in many ways. It's clear that he captures people's imagination. You notice the only ones who are calling him a clown are the politicians that would have to work against him. Those are the people who don't like him because they know that he's got some starch. Thank you, sir, for taking the time to call the countdown at 800-510-8255. We review 40 sort of different radio programs, that is, different location all around the country to monitor what the hot hits are, synthesize it, bring you some of the hosts and callers. We record some of your calls or we take them live. Rosalind is in Wisconsin, and she has some pretty interesting thoughts about Donald Trump quickly.
You know, I know we need someone who knows how to handle money, but I don't believe Donald Trump is the man. Yes, the man is rich. He's independently wealthy. Maybe it is because of his business, but I don't see him understanding the needs and causes for the everyday person. I'm an elderly disabled person, and I really don't think Donald Trump could represent me. I really think he's just pandering to the ideas of the teabaggers, inflating his ego. I really don't think he's the guy for the job.
All right, Ike in South Carolina, do you think he's the guy for the job?
Absolutely not. He's thrice bankrupted himself. He was born rich to start with. If that's a business expert, then we don't need that kind of stuff.
Well, let's put it in perspective. His father gave him $2 million when he was 21 and told him to do something with it. From that $2 million, he's created an empire that's worth well over $2 billion. I don't think that's such a bad thing. I mean, in terms of he was born rich, yeah, but his father made him work for whatever he's accomplished. And so it's unfair to say that he was born rich and just leave it hanging out like everything that he has was handed to him on a silver platter. That's just not true.
Well, it's unfounded to the idea until we see his business paperwork. Well,
what's unfounded? What's unfounded?
He's been bankrupt.
He bankrupted the Atlantic City Casino. I'm not an apologist for Trump. In this circumstance, a lot of people were hurt, and I think that is a real challenge for him. He talks about all the people that he's hired and the businesses that he's run and the jobs he's created, but he does have a couple of negatives in that column. I think he is going to have to deal with that. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 800-510-8255. We'll deal with the budget, speaking of money and that sort of thing, in a few moments here on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
800-510-8255. All right, let's go through some of we've had dozens of people that want to talk about Trump. So I'm going to put the budget discussion on hold, editorial decision, I guess, or host prerogative, because so many people want to talk about Trump. Let's start with or continue on with Daryl in Memphis. You're listening to KWAM. Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, sir, how about you?
Doing great. I like Donald Trump as a person, and in a lot of ways I respect him as a businessman. But we don't need another businessman to try to run this country. We need regular people such as yourself and myself to make changes to everything that's going on.
Okay, then let's you want to be president, I'll be vice president. Are we ready to put the ticket together? Daryl for president, Doug for vice president. It's the D&D ticket.
All right, let's do it. All right. The first thing I would change is one term. Everybody gets one term, no more career politicians.
You know, there's an email, if I may interrupt for a second, there's an email that has been floating around, and it's gone viral the last 3 or 4 days. It's not new, but it sort of revisits the problems that we're having. I guess I started thinking about it last Wednesday. You may have heard me say that I was in Washington lobbying last Wednesday with 8 or 9 congressmen who are on the Ag Committee. I'm a farmer as well as being a broadcaster, and I was invited to come with the National Farmers Union to go talk to some congressmen. And with only one exception, two exceptions where we could talk to new congresspeople. The others had been in office for 4 terms or more, and there's a particularly decidedly negative view when it gets into them, because you have to get into their space instead of their constituent space. And I thought as I was sort of fighting my own annoyance with this, when I looked at this email that's floating around, which calls for term limits, 3 for Congress, I think it is, and 2 for the Senate, and the whole thing, I have put forth this idea for the last 4 or 5 years. Everybody serves 1 6-year term. That's it. You can be in the Congress for 6 years one time. You can be in the Senate one time for 6 years, president one time for 6 years. That's it. And this kind of stuff is gaining momentum. It's so obvious what's going on here. But there's so many problems, Daryl, that are so obvious that we don't seem to want to deal with. You know, I said yesterday on the air, where are the old protests from the Vietnam era? I don't know if you're that old or not. Why the hell aren't we out there? Go ahead. Excuse me.
Oh, I am. I'm definitely from that area. I was a young kid then, but I do remember.
Yeah, me too.
I personally find out that we're getting mad at the head of the whole entire system.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Within the last administration, the last Bushes, I was so upset with them, but I found out all the work was done under them.
Right. You got guy you should be really angry with is Karl Rove, who played Bush like a puppet. All right, Daryl, good thoughts. Thank you. 51 Path. More of your calls on who's running for what next on the countdown.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Who can win? Is it too early? I mean, things change so radically, so dramatically. Frankly, people get shaken up a little, much as the situation in San Francisco with the earthquake. It was a 3.9 yesterday, and it shook up a lot of people there, maybe getting us to think about what happens if something like the Japanese disaster happens in America, and that whole thing changes. You know what? If George Bush had run after Katrina, he would have lost because of the stuff. Wasn't that Katrina was right after he was reelected, if I remember correctly? At any rate, there are those sorts of things that are defining moments in a presidency. Whether Obama's had any of those, you know, there's a collective list of things that he's messed up, it would appear. At least I think that's the case. And so you can pick and choose from them. But the public is very strange about much of this stuff. You are very strange because you're the public. 800-510-8255. 55 past the hour on the countdown. Brian calls from Indianapolis. Please go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Hey, I just started listening about 15 minutes ago. I think Trump's potential candidacy is really a repudiation not only of Obama, but a Republican establishment in general. And he's typically pulled at about 5% whenever he's dipped his toe in the water. And he's polling right now, I think, around 35%. I think people are looking at this crop of candidates, and it's the same old cast of characters for the Republicans.
Yeah.
And I think people are looking at this saying, you know what, we've had enough, and we really need somebody different.
It's the same old cast of characters on the top of both piles, but when you dig down deeply, as I said a few minutes ago, going to Washington, I learned a few things. There are 50 new congressmen. Most of them are, I think 50 new Republicans, and many of them are Tea Party guys, and they're not interested in the old guard at all, and people seem to be pushing them. It's too bad they don't just take one thing that really does. It's the flaw in leadership, whether it's Obama or whether it's the Republican mainstream or whether it's the Tea Party people. Pick one thing, and the Tea Party guys, if they stick to the budget stuff and how much money we're wasting and the tax situation and forget about all the other stuff, then they'll come home a winner. But they fractionalize themselves when they get distracted by Planned Parenthood and some of this other stuff that their social needs seem to lead them to, but they aren't what the public, the mainstay of the public focus right now is the deficit and how we're going to pay for it, spending in general, the waste and the continuing incursion of government. It's all about government. Forget about the other stuff. They haven't quite figured out how to do that yet. All right, Brian, thanks for the call. Here's John in Albuquerque. Hello, John.
Good morning. I'm anti-Trump, and I'll explain why. Besides all the flip-flopping that he's done over the last 10 years, his three marriages, I believe that he, like Giuliani, is really just a front man for the mob, and I can't have someone like that as a president.
Really? You know, people have said that before. Interesting. He's married to the mob. All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. Kathy, another Tiffinite. Hello, Kathy. You're on the countdown.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you?
I'm doing good, thank
good.
You.
You're welcome.
I don't think Trump is anywhere able to run a country. It doesn't matter how much money his daddy's left him. That doesn't give him to say so he's going to be able to run a country. And Obama, no, we need somebody in there that's not going to be an invisible president.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm appreciating your call. Thank you. Rose, you're in Corpus Christi, I'm told, and you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
I think that Trump really has a chance, if nothing else, because he has had the guts to talk about certain issues that most of the Republicans, and I am a Republican, but right now I'm very disappointed, and I'm not interested. There's no one exciting enough, I think, in the Republican right now. And actually, I find Trump so far the best, and I'm glad that he has brought up the birth certificate issue.
All right. What about illegal immigration? What do you think Trump's feelings are?
That's another very important point, and I think he would be one to at least try to do something about it, because so far no one has really tried.
Right. All right, ma'am. Thanks. Jan in Leesburg. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say that I think Trump would probably do a great job, and I do think he's right. He's got a team of people in Hawaii checking on that birth certificate, which he says what Obama has is not legal. I did see supposedly Obama's grandmother on TV one day, and I've met another woman that saw the same program, and she said he was born in Kenya. His brother was on that same program, living in total poverty. There were rags hanging from the windows and stuff. And another woman from that tribe or wherever over there said they thought that maybe Obama would send a little something to help them, because the brother states that he doesn't need any of his money.
All right, ma'am, thanks for your call. That's it. That's a wrap for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.